I don't think that I would have come to repentance if it were not for the fact that my life was broken and that I was suffering the consequences for my sins. So often I have seen as a pastor that people don't begin to take the steps they need to take and to really begin to receive the grace of God until they are at the lowest point of their life. And it seems as though their whole lives are broken and God. And in desperation, they cry out to God because everything else they're doing is not working. That's what happened to Jonah. He ran from the presence of the Lord. The Lord told him to go preach in Nineveh. He got on a ship and went toward Tarshish, and the Lord sent a great storm. And everybody in that ship was in doubt that they would survive, and they were terrified. And they found out that Jonah was running from the Lord. Listen to what happened to Jonah. Jonah 1, verse 11. Then the sailor said unto him, "What shall we do unto you, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea was up, and was tempestuous." And he said unto them, "Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that for my sake this great storm is upon you." Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea was strong, and was tempestuous against them. Therefore they cried unto the Lord, and said, "We beseech you, O Lord, we beseech you, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood. For you, O Lord, hath done as it pleased you." So they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Well, friends, I've been in the belly of the fish, like Jonah, in despair of my life, in despair of my future, in despair of ever knowing God or being right, in despair of having any kind of human relationship, to the point where I envied the dead. That's a dangerous place to be, folks. But God rescued me, just as He's going to rescue Jonah out of this great fish. Let's pray. Father, thank you for rescuing me. Thank you for the trouble that came my way. Thank you, O Lord, that you smashed me down. Thank you, O Lord, that I had a broken spirit, because in that brokenness, I cried out to you, and you heard, and you were so merciful. Thank you, O Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.